Burning the stone used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The development of Indonesia's free nutritious meals program was the focus of an online public discussion hosted by the Ministry of Digital and Communication, titled Free Nutritious Meal Program, an effort to improve school children's nutrition towards the Golden Generation 2045. The event took place on Thursday this week. Abraham Srijaya, a member of the Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 1, emphasized the program's crucial role in combating child malnutrition, particularly stunting, which he described as a serious threat to long-term socio-economic development. Indonesia's Higher Education, Science and Technology Ministry has met with the American-Indonesian Exchange Foundation to strengthen cooperation and expand U.S. scholarship opportunities for Indonesians. Minister Brian Yuliarto encouraged U.S. educational institutions to join the scholarship funding scheme. The initiative follows strong interest and high numbers of Indonesian applicants to study in the United States. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. takdirkan satu. Yakin cintamu,
cintamu
siapa ada. Kau tak perlu, jangan kau lepaskan. Seperti dulu, aku dan kamu ditakdirkan satu.
Sesungguhnya aku
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, we are about to play a song by Nugi. Agustinus Gusti Nugroho, or Nugi, is an Indonesian actor and singer. He released a trilogy entitled Bumi or Earth in 1995, Air or Water in 1996, and Udara or Air in 1998. One of his best hits was Pelukis Malam, or The Night Painter. The song Pelukis Malam is about a human amazement over the nature created by the creator. The song also reminds us the humans are so little compared to planet Earth and the heavenly sky that is full of shining moons and stars. Listener, here is Nugi with Pelukis Malam. Enjoy listening to the song.
Apakah aku melukis di kau?
many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. To cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the stomping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surrounding take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To learn, to create, to discover, to actualize, to dream up. To find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives is discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
I love you. just wanna say I love you. I just wanna say I love you.
I just want to say I love you. Well, in the meantime, I want to say thank you to VOI listeners on Facebook who sent us wishes for the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day. We have Ashok Kansal, congratulations. Riaz Ahmad Khan from Pakistan, happy upcoming 80th independence anniversary. Still from Pakistan, we have Kalab Abbas, happy 80th independence day. Thank you for sharing and updating, dear Voice of Indonesia. Then we have Ananto Kumar, happy 80th independence day. Then Habibur Rahman Sehal, congratulations, happy upcoming 80th independence anniversary. Gina DX, then we have Amir Jamil. Congratulations on the eve of 80th Independence Day of Indonesia. Thank you, VOR English Service, for providing latest information about these very important sessions. We also have Rana M. Anwar. Congratulations. Happy upcoming 80th Independence Anniversary. Thank you so much, VOI listeners, for sending us the wishes. Make sure you keep sending us the wishes or messages on social media, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. And we are also available on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Matahari dan bulan purnama, aku dan dirimu tak lagi bersama. Di malam yang dingin penuh bintang-bintang, ku lihat potretmu dengan lain orang. Dengan bangga beritahukan dunia, kini kau miliknya. Dengan lain orang,
Kau dengan bangga beritahukan dunia, kini kau miliknya. Oh, bila memang kau sudah lupakan. Yang lebih menyayangimu, yang lebih baik dariku, yang lebih bisa buatmu bahagia. Meski berat hati melihatmu pergi, semoga dialah cinta yang
feeling burned out.
We fight every day,
but God knows how
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding, which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolosino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Niko.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi. Termasuk di Maumere,
indeed, Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Lio and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai, and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective groom's and bride's families.
How is the preliminary process before the wedding? What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Niko.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah, dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari keturunan.
You see, in the past there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiahs. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or rejected the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is within wine gahar poar banona, which means a long-feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then usually the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is maiwa takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the goat. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the valise with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the valise is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the valise is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boy's bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was Belis, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province.
Keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
In 2010, during my tenure as President of Indonesia, I traveled to Oslo, Norway, to participate in the International Conference on Climate and Forestry. I was honored to co-chair the conference alongside the then Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg. The spirit of this gathering was to unite global effort in combating climate change. Before departing Oslo, I was inspired to write a song because of our strong commitment during the conference to preserve the environment. In Jakarta, I collaborated with the renowned composer Erwin Gutawa, who arranged the music, which we titled Untuk Bumi Kita, meaning For Our World in Indonesian. It was then sung by Sandi Sondoro, one of the prominent singers in Indonesia. 3 years later, in 2013, a musician from the U.S., Jeff Lober, translated the song into English, titled Save Our World. Jeffrey Pescato, an American singer, sang this version. In this video, in the new version of Save Our World, arranged by Toh Pati, 35 Indonesian artists from different generations lend their voices to sing this beautiful song. It is a call to action, inviting every country and everyone to join hands to protect our future generation from climate disaster. Together, we can make a difference. Enjoy the video and let us act now to save our world.
Mari kita bersama. time that tongues to live and breathe the change we seek. I truly believe a healthy planet for eternal mana kana kiri da follows me. You live in the moment, but you will see messy for me. Can see from me to see, but I watching it to beraksi. Now,
apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam indah, like this song rekaman ekspresi gelisah, tapi cobalah cek realita.
We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, children, let us pray.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tell the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields, and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Okay. Dina minggu, aku metutulan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo main pangan. Kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue
ora mung dewekan tepos liro kutunggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kuman jalak sasarian. Tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung bercangkung bebek kanti kuman jalak sasarian. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuyakuyu seneng rakaruan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan.